Well, New Zealand has been denied its first gold medal of the Olympics, but few would begrudge the Fijian Sevens team's victory after their incredible performance last night, and at a time when their country is being devastated by Mate Corona. Despite some moments of brilliance during what was a very assured Olympics campaign, the All Black Sevens were never really in with a shot against the dominant Fijians. Fiji led 19-12 at halftime, ultimately put on 27 points to New Zealand's 12, winning their second consecutive Olympic gold medal. First up, producer Matthew Tunison hit the phones after the historic win to find out what it means to the country.
To put the significance of what happened last night into some sort of context, after Fiji won gold at the 2016 Rio Olympics, a commemorative $7 bill went into circulation, while British coach Ben Ryan was bestowed with a chiefly title, gifted 3 acres of land and made a companion of the Order of Fiji. And as the country struggles with a devastating outbreak of COVID-19, which has claimed more than 200 lives, last night's victory had added poignancy, which was felt across the nation. I asked Seta Waiavualiku, the mother of Fiji's captain and now two-time Olympic gold medalist Jerry Tuwai, how she felt about her son's achievement.
We are so grateful and thankful, and we are thankful to God that Fiji has won, and for Jerry to win the second gold in the Olympics. I am so blessed and honoured to be his mother.
The significance of the occasion was clear on the players' faces, with some openly weeping during their national anthem and after the final whistle as they knelt to pray. Former Fiji captain Seta Maiabai, who's also coached players including team member Iosefo Masi, explained why it means so much.
Sevens rugby is everything to us. And we just love playing the game, and all of us grew up watching and playing in the village, and it means so much where everybody watches it, everybody loves it, and, you know, the expectation that the team always perform the best thing probably is, you know, out of all the differences, whatever background you or nationality, it's just joy to it can bring us together. You think of the situation we are at the moment, and you know, what a way of bringing such a joy and such a proud moment for all of us in Fiji.
For the players, he says it will be life-changing.
You know, their name is in the history book for, you know, being an Olympic champion, gold medalist 2021, you know, especially locally. They'll be a household name. People will remember them.
Jay White, who's a founding member of the Coral Coast Sevens tournament and is on the Fiji Rugby Board, tried to put into words what the country is feeling.
It's hard not to get emotional when you think about what they've sacrificed. You know, leaving young families behind, being away for 4 months now, sacrifice time with family, and obviously Fiji suffering through COVID. It's just they've done the nation proud, and we couldn't be prouder of them.
I asked whether the team could expect similar rewards to the gold medal winning 2016 squad.
You know, these guys are they've entered folklore. Jerry Tuwai, you know, back-to-back gold medals now. He's just written another chapter in his book as a legend of the Sevens game, and they'll basically be able to go anywhere in Fiji and be given a free dinner or a free lunch for probably a few years.
Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama extended his congratulations to the world-beating team.
Fiji's love for this game has always united us. And we know that we can achieve greatness no matter what the world throws our way, even with COVID.
You know, we're supposed to be a curfew on, but nobody seems to mind the curfew. There's yelling on the road, and everybody's tooting their horn. So everyone's happy in Fiji. It's a great feeling in Fiji to watch the boys win the gold.
And the Prime Minister says a new commemorative banknote could be on the cards.
We may have a $14 banknote now that we've won it twice.
It was a tough night for the Kiwis, but their families back home say they've done them proud. Here's Dylan Collier's mum, Ellie.
I'm just so proud of their team. You know, I guess like all the teams, they haven't had much preparation to prepare. But, yeah, to come with that sort of a result is just awesome. You know, just congratulations to Fiji because they're such, like, awesome competitors. Most of the Fijian fans that we've ever come across in our tournaments have been, like, just awesome people. And I'm just so, you know, so glad that they can take something back to their people and, you know, just give them a bit of light in a time when they're going through so many struggles.